We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishim Mecham Yaakov Bevinichom Zolio and Kalim Perek Emil Mishnah Zayin. Mecham shetfalo b'chomer uvecharesis. Mecham is a kettle, an earthenware kettle, and you coated it with chomer, which is clay, and charesis, which is ground up earthenware to the point where it's a powder. So these are two different types of coatings. They're both on this kettle. Hanogea b'chomer tamei uvecharesis tahor. Says the Mishnah, The chomer, the clay, has the status of the kli of the mecham, of the kettle itself, and therefore if the mecham becomes tamei, so the chomer, that clay, becomes tamei as well. And of course what follows is that any food or drink that touches now that coating of chomer of clay becomes tamei as well. But the charesis, but if you touch the charesis, or something tamei touches that earthenware powder that's coating this kettle, then tahor, the charesis is not considered, doesn't really stick, doesn't really cling well anyway. It usually breaks off and falls off, and therefore it's not considered a chibur, part of the kli of the mecham, and therefore we assume that it's tahor. That means that if someone, something tamei touches that coating, so the kli does not become tamei. Kumkum shenikava asobezefes. He was speaking about an urn, a hot water urn, and now it has, usually obviously used for hot water, but now it has a hole, and you plug it up with pitch. Rabbi Yossi mitaya. Rabbi Yossi says that although it's closed up right now, it's no longer mekabel tumah if she'enu yachol lekabel asachamin kitzonin, because the pitch will melt with boiling hot water. And it's true, you can use it for cold water right now, but its primary use was for hot water. Now you can't put hot water in it anymore, so therefore it's not considered a kli, and it's not mekabel tumah. V'chein haya omer, Rabbi Yossi would say this as well, b'chlei zefes. What does that mean? When it comes to kalim that have pitch on them, so he says the halacha would be as follows. And the Mishnah explains, if you have copper kalim and you put had holes and now you put pitch on them, so tahorim. So then if the kalim become tamei, the zephes is tahor. That pitch is not mekabel tumah. Why? Because since these clay nechoshes, copper kalim, are typically used for hot water, so then, or hot foods, so the zephes, which a pitch, which is going to melt with hot foods or hot water, is not considered a chibur l'kli, and therefore there's those ator. The imle yayin, but if it's wine, so, and that's what you typically put in this kli, so then tamein. So then the kli is tamei, and the zephes is tamei. It's considered part of the kli, because since it's typically used for cold, plugging it up with pitch means that the kli can be used the way it was before. And therefore, the zephes, if it's that's tamei, so that the kli becomes tamei. If there's a dead mouse hanging in the air, let's say, of this kli cheres, so then even the zephes becomes tamei, not only the kli, and any food that touches that will become tamei as well, because it was used for cold, and it continues to be able to be used for cold. Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. Chavis shenikva va'asa'a b'zefes yasser mitzokar. Here you have an earthenware vessel. This is a chavis, a barrel, and there's a hole, and you plug it up with pitch, but it's yasser mitzokar. You use more zefes, more pitch than you needed. Could be that you didn't only plug up the hole, but you put it around on parts of the kli that didn't need it, or maybe you just use more pitch than you needed. You could remove some of the pitch. Let's say the outer part that if you would touch it, let's say you would tell me, touch the outer part of the pitch. You could have that, you didn't need that amount. So if you would take that off the part you touched, it still would serve as a stopper, as a plug. So the question is, what's the halacha regarding that extra? Hanogea b'tzarcha tamei. Yes, it mitzarcha tahor. If you touch the part of the pitch that is needed for the barrel in order that it stay intact, so then, if the chavis becomes tamei, so that zephis is considered a chibur to the chavis itself as part of the kli, so that becomes tamei along with the chavis. But if it's more misarka, if someone touches the zephis that's not needed for the chavis, so tahor. So he doesn't become tamei. If the kli became tamei, that extra zephis, the extra pitch, does not become tamei. Zephis she nitfa al shenatfa al hechavis. You have pitch that just happened to drip onto the barrel. Hanogea Bator. That's not considered part of the battle. You didn't even put it there. It doesn't serve any purpose. It's not considered a chibur, and therefore it's tar. Mashpech shel eitz shel cheres. You have a funnel made of wood or made of earthenware. Shep kakoba bezefes. There was a hole now, and you filled it in with pitch. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah metame. He says the mashpech, this funnel becomes tame because it is metame, because by plugging it up with this zefes, that's considered a valid stima. That's considered that you plug it up properly. It's a kli that has now it has a base kibble, and therefore it's susceptible to tuma, and you closed it up sufficiently. Now we have to remember what we learned in the second parak. In the second parak, we spoke about a funnel. But one of the funnels we spoke about was the funnel of the rochlim, the peddlers. And we said those are mekabel tuma any of the way they are, even though they have a hole through. You put your finger in it, or you lean it to the side. Different ways to explain why, there's a hole straight through, and there's no real base kibble in this funnel, because if it belongs to a peddler, it's mekabel tuma. The Mishnah there had said in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalid, a mashpeich of shel bale batim, of a balabayis, that's tor. It doesn't have a base kibble. But v'shel rochlim tameh, mipnei shu shel mida, because the rochil will actually use the funnel to measure the mashke. What would he do? Right, we said put his finger beneath it and fill it up, and then remove his finger, and this way he'd know how much there is. So that's mekabel tuma. The chiddush of the Mishnah here is the mashpech of eitz or cheres, a funnel of wood or earthenware of a balabayis, that normally is not mekabel tuma, because there's no base kibble, there's no receptacle in it, but now that you plugged it up, so Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah says, now it's mekabel tuma, because now there's a base kibble, nothing will fall out. Rabbi Akiva, mitami b'shel eitz, umitar b'shel cheres. He says it depends. He says, if the funnel was made out of wood, so he says, pitch is considered a species of eitz, and therefore it's part of the same, it's within the same category, and therefore you filled in the funnel with something of the same kind, of the same type, and therefore it's mekabel tuma. But umitahir b'shel cheres. But earthenware and pitch are different worlds in terms of species, in terms of kind, and therefore the substance of materials are completely different, and therefore closing up an earthenware funnel with pitch, that's not considered that you've created it into a kli. It's not considered a chibur to a kli, and therefore that's tahor, that's not mekabel tuma. And Rabbi Yossi mitar b'shneihem. Rabbi Yossi says, no, they're both of them are tahor, which means whether it's earthenware or it's eitz, doesn't matter. He says, because what's going to happen? A mashpech is a funnel. It typically is used for things to go through. So to say that I put pitch in it and therefore it's a mekabel tuma because it's a receptacle, no, people are going to take out the plug in order to use it normally. So we have a three machlokas, but regarding a mashpech of eitz and cheres, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, you plug it up with zephis, with pitch, now it's both of them mekabel tuma. Rabbi Akiva says, only a shel eitz mekabel tuma, not cheres. Rabbi Yossi says, no, neither of them are mekabel tuma.